بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. نحن نقرأ من كتاب مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة، وقد وصلنا إلى جزء من الكتاب الذي الشيخ يذكر فيه مراتب الإيمان، وذكر أن هذه المراتب هي أربع. قال المؤلف حفظه الله: مراتب الإيمان بالقدر أربعة ينبغي علينا أن نحققها على الوجه الذي شرع الله عز وجل. We're reading from the summary of the creed, the fundamentals of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we arrived in the section where the Shaykh, he mentions that the levels of Iman, in the levels of Iman bil Qadr, is four. The levels of Iman, having faith in the decree of Allah, are four. فقال ينبغي علينا أن نحققها على الوجه الذي شرع الله. He said it is a must that we implement it, we actualize it in the way in which Allah has legislated. ثم ذكر المراتب. قال المرتبة الأولى، أولا نذكرها جملة ثم نترجم ما ذكر بكل مرتبة من المراتب مذكورة. We're going to read in general each category, or each level, and then we'll read what the Shaykh he mentioned with regards to each one of them. المرتبة الأولى العلم، المرتبة الثانية الكتابة، والمرتبة الثالثة المشيئة، ومرتبة الرابعة الخلق. The Shaykh he mentioned the four, and he mentioned proofs and statements with regards to each one. ونذكر إخواننا أن هذا الكتاب مختصر لا يذكر كل معلومات أو كثير من الفوائد التي تتعلق بهذه مسائل، ولكن يذكر نبذة من كل مسألة، يذكر فائدة متعلقة بكل مسألة، لأنه يريد الطالب أو القارئ الذي يستفيد من هذه الرسالة أن يصور يعني المعلومات عموما وبعض الفوائد التي متعلقة بها، ليس بمعنى أنه يشمل كل، يعني أن هذه الرسالة يشمل كل الاعتقادات، فإنها مختصر. The Shaykh, he mentions these four categories, and he mentions benefits with regards to each one. He does not cover every aspect of each category, rather he's giving a general picture for the reader or for the student who wants to understand these issues properly. So we will mention what is mentioned. Of course, there is more detail to the subjects, and whoever would like to benefit more with regards to these issues, refer back to the books that are more extensive. This is a summary, as we mentioned, مختصر أصول أهل السنة والجماعة. This is a summary of the fundamentals of the people of the Sunnah. And he mentioned that there are four levels with regards to Iman in the Qadr of Allah. The first level is, and it is a must that we understand it properly. He said the first level is Al-Ilm, knowledge, meaning Allah's knowledge. The second is Al-Kitabah, the writing. And the third is Al-Mashi'ah, the will, meaning the will of Allah, Mashi'atullah. And the fourth, Al-Khalq, the creation. Yani, أن الله خلق الخلق, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the creation. This is all in association with the levels of Iman in the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maratib al-Iman bil-Qadr, the levels of having faith and belief in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب قال المرتبة الأولى لعلم وأن الله عز وجل بكل شيء عليم لا تخفى عليه خافية من أمور العباد قديمها وحديثها ومستقبلها. قال الله تعالى أن الله بكل شيء عليم, وقال تعالى وعنده مفاتيح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. The first of levels is the Iman, faith in the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to Allah's knowledge. That Allah Azza wa Jal, mighty and majestic, He is knowledgeable regarding everything. There is nothing in existence, nothing that can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge regarding the affairs of his slaves, everyone and everything. There is nothing that Allah is not aware about. Allah is aware of everything regarding his slaves, his servants, those of old, those from the past, and those of present, and those of the future, from the slaves of Allah and from his creation. Allah is aware of everything in existence. There is nothing that is hidden from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first. Allah's knowledge of everything in existence, of past and present and future. Then the Shaykh, he mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. Allah, know that Allah is aware, He has knowledge of everything. That Allah is knowledgeable of everything. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, and then he mentioned the statement of Allah, عِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ, with Him is the keys of the unknown, of the unseen. لا يعلمها إلا هو, no one knows it except for him. ويعلم ما في البر والبحر, he knows that which is in the earth and in the ocean. وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها, and there's not a single leaf that falls, there's not a single leaf from the tree or from anything except Allah knows about it. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. There is not a single leaf that falls except Allah is aware of it, nor a grain or seed that is in the darkness of the earth, or anything from the fresh items of the earth, or that which is dry, new or old, except illa fi kitabin mubin, except that it is in a clear book. Ani kitabin mubin bima'na al-lawh al-mahfuz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything. Everything of the past, everything of this time and present, and everything of the future. There is nothing that hides from Allah's knowledge. He is alim. He has deep knowledge, aware of everything. There is nothing that is absent from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-maradabatu thaniya, al-kitabatu. The second category that the Shaykh mentioned, min maratib al-iman bil-qadr, from those levels of belief in the decree of Allah, is al-kitaba. Is the writing. أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قَدْ كَتَبَ مَقَادِرَ خَلَائِقَ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has written, ordained the decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained the decree of the creation. أَنَّهُ كَتَبَ قَدْ كَتَبَ مَقَادِرَ مقادير الخلائق قال الله عز وجل لكل أجل كتاب. For every matter is a decree. For every matter is a decree. It's writing regarding everything. والشيخ ذكر أجزاء أو يعني أجزاء من الآيات من أجل التسهيل للحفظ. تسهيلا للحفظ. The Shaykh, he used certain small portions of the ayat. And the benefit of this is to make it easy for the one who wants to memorize the text, he can memorize. The one who wants to memorize, he can easily memorize. But these verses, because these verses are short portions of a longer verse. If someone wants to ask you what's the proof with regards to ilmullah azza wa jal, you can say anna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim, that Allah is knowledgeable of all things. Or you can mention the verse that we mentioned, but it's a little longer, but it's easy. Wa 'indahu mafatihul ghaibi la ya'lamuha illa hu. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَتْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. يعني هذه الآيات سهلة للحفظ وسهل للفهم. These verses are easy for memorizing, and it's easy for understanding. So this is with regards to ilm. And the proof that the Shaykh used with regards to kitaba, he mentioned لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ kitab. For every matter there's a decree. Every matter there's a book, and it is a decree, meaning with it, which has been written. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. أي بمعنى في اللوح المحفوظ. The Shaykh mentioned, يعني ما أصاب من مصيبة. There is no calamity that befalls you from the calamities in the earth nor within yourselves, except that it is recorded in a book, meaning al-lawh al-mahfuz. هذا دليل على أن الله عز وجل كتب مقادير الخلائق كل شيء مكتوب ما أصاب من مصيبة ليس هناك مصيبة قد تصاب بها إلا الله عز وجل كتب ما سيحصل ولا يحصل مصيبة في نفسك إلا والله عز وجل كتب هذا القدر في كتاب ما هذا الكتاب اللوح المحفوظ. This is proof that there is nothing that happens in the earth as a test from the good or from the bad. There's nothing that happens to yourself, to your soul, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded in a book. هذه مرتبة الثانية. مرتبة الأولى العلم. مرتبة الثانية الكتابة. This is the first category, the second category, الكتابة, the writing. The first is knowledge. The second is the writing. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم الشيخ ذكر قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول ما خلق الله القلم فقال له اكتب قال ربي وماذا أكتب قال اكتب مقادير كل شيء حتى تقوم الساعة. هذا الحديث أخرجه أبو داود حديث مشهور عن عبادة ابن صامت رضي الله عنه. الشيخ mentioned the hadith hadith that came on the authority of عبادة ابن صامت رضي الله عنه, where he mentioned that the first thing that Allah created was the pen. Inna awwala ma khalaqa Allahu al-qalam. The first of that which Allah has created was the qalam, the pen. Faqala lahu uktub. And he said to it, hadha dalil ala anna Allah azza wa jal yatakallam. Then فَقَالَ لَهُ أُكْتُبْ. Allah said to it, write. He commanded it to write. He commanded the pen to write. قَالَ رَبِّي وَمَاذَا أَكْتُبْ. He said, my Lord, what should I write? What should I write, my Lord? قَالَ أُكْتُبْ مَقَادِيرْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى تَقُومَ السَّاعَةِ. He said, write. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded it to write everything that is ordained from the decree. Everything which is ordained from the decree up until the establishment of the hour. Up until the establishment of the hour. Na'am. فَهَذَا دَلِيلَ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ كتب مقادير السماوات والأرض كتب مقادير السماوات والأرض كتب كل شيء. This is a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed the writing of everything that will take place. وكل شيء مكتوب في اللوح المحفوظ. Everything is recorded in the book. كما قال الله عز وجل ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب أي في اللوح المحفوظ. This is a proof that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed the writing of everything every issue, every ordained decree has been recorded. And he mentioned the proof of that is this hadith where Allah commanded the pen to write everything that would take place, everything that is ordained from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also that which we have mentioned from the verse of Allah, the Shaykh he recorded, the verse of Allah where he says, "Ma asaba min musibatin," there is no calamity or no hardship that befalls anyone from the hardships in the earth, nor in themselves, except that it is in a clear book, illa fi kitab, except that it's in a book. And this book is in the preserved tablets. قال الشيخ وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كتب الله مقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة قال وعرشه على الماء قال وعرشه على الماء. The Shaykh, he mentioned the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith that came on the authority of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu. He said, "I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, Allah has written, and كتب الله مقادير الخلائق. Allah has written the ordained decree. قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض. Prior to the creation, يعني قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. Before Allah has created, or written, Allah has written the ordained decree of the creation. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Allah has written the ordained decree of the creation 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. وقال وعرشه على الماء. And his arsh was over, or was on the water. His arsh was on the water. نعم. هذا دليل على أن الله عز وجل كتب مقادير الخلائق أي المخلوقات. كتب المقادير الخلائق قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. بخمسين ألف سنة. نعم. كل ما أراد الله سبحانه وتعالى كتبه. كل ما سيحصل مكتوبة. قبل أن خلق الله عز وجل السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. This hadith is a proof. هذا حديث أخرجه مسلم. This hadith came in Sahih Muslim. This is a clear proof that Allah has written the ordained decree of the creation. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. نعم. إلى غير ذلك من الأحاديث والآيات الدالة على هذه المرتبة. Said, and other than that, from the ahadith, from the authentic narrations, and the verses which indicate this level. And he had in martaba, athaniya, hiya kitaba. فقال والمرتبة الثالثة. Then he mentioned, المرتبة الثالثة المشيئة. The third level is المشيئة. المشيئة is the will. بمعنى مشيئة الله عز وجل. Meaning the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما معنى مشيئة الله؟ What does this mean with regards to the will of Allah? مشيئة الله بمعنى ما شاء الله كان. الذي أراد الله عز ما شاء الله عز وجل كان. وما لم يشاء لم يكن. فكل ما يجري في الوجود وكل ما يحصل في ذوات وفي يعني في كل حركات والسكنات كل شيء بمشيئة الله عز وجل كل شيء فهي كل ذلك يعني كلها بمشيئة الله سبحانه وتعالى لا يخرج عن مشيئته شيء أبدا لا يخرج من مشيئة الله عز وجل شيء أبدا هذا هو المعنى يعني مرتبة الثالثة المشيئة أنه the third category is the مشيئة the will the will this is what مشيئة means you know like what we say ما شاء الله mean what Allah wills when we say ما شاء الله what Allah wills what does مشيئة mean in general prior to reading what the Shaykh has here. Mashi'a means whatever Allah wills, whatever Allah willed, it's going to, it's taking place. It's going to take place. Whatever Allah does not will to take place, if it's not the will of Allah, then it will not take place. Everything that takes place from that which we witness or that which we do not witness that others may witness everything that takes place. It is based on what Allah has willed. Regardless if it's from our movement or staying still, from every affair, everything, nothing leaves out of the category of being from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is based on what He wants. Everything is based on what He decreed. نعم. قال الشيخ المرتبة الثالثة المشيئة وأنه لا يقع في هذا العالم شيء من الخير أو الشر إلا وقد شاءه الله عز وجل. This means the Shaykh he mentioned that there is nothing that takes place from existence. Nothing that takes place from existence, from good or from bad, except that Allah willed it to take place. قال الله عز وجل وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين. Then the Shaykh he mentioned the statement of Allah وما تشاءون and you cannot will and you cannot will إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ except that Allah's will is what takes place. إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ except that Allah's will, the Lord of everything in existence, is taking place. So none of us, and لا أحد منا نشاء شيء لا أحد منا نشاء شيء إلا وقد شاء الله عز وجل ذلك الشيء لأن الله عز وجل يقول وما تشاءون إلا أن يشاء الله رب العالمين nothing takes place except that it is the will of Allah it is the will of Allah وقال الله عز وجل And then Allah, the Mighty, the Majestic, He says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَقْتَتَلُوا He said, and if Allah did not will, then they would not have fought. وهذا الجزء من الآية سهل جدا للحفظ. هذه الآيات سهلة ننصح إخواننا بحفظ هذه الآيات وهذه الأحاديث لأنها سهلة للفهم وسهل للحفظ. إنها سهلة في الفهم للفهم وكذلك للحفظ. We advise our brothers and sisters to memorize this and to also properly understand it. This is very easy for memorization. The Sheikh, he brings very easy text throughout this whole risala. He uses portions like this ayah, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا قَتَتَلُوا. He stopped. This ayah is a longer ayah. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا قَتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. بقيت الآية وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. ولكن الشيخ أخذ جزءا من الآية وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا قَتَتَلُوا. This is very easy to memorize. The Sheikh, he mentions a portion of the ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 253. He says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا قَتَتَلُوا. But this is really a longer verse. But he's making it easy for anyone who wants to memorize by taking a portion of the ayah. The portion of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا اقْتَتَلُوا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يُرِيدُ. If Allah willed, they would not have fought. However, Allah makes take place what He wants. Allah makes take place that which He wants. فلذلك ننصح إخواننا بمراجعة هذه الآيات وهذه الأحاديث حفظا. We advise our brothers and sisters to review this text and try to the best of their ability to memorize it. It's very easy. وَمِنْ عَقِيدَةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ قَاطِبَةً, said, and from the creed of the believers, from the whole of the creed of the believers, أَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانَ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَاءَ لَمْ يَكُنْ. This is from the belief of the believers that they say, what Allah willed, it's to happen. كان. It's decreed. Whatever Allah willed, it's decreed. It's going to take place. No doubt about it. And whatever He does not will, it will not take place. ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشاء لم يكن. إلا أننا ينبغي أن نفرق بين المحبة والمشيئة. فليس كل ما شاءه الله عز وجل يحبه. He made a very important point. هذا تنبيه مهم جدا. أننا ينبغي أن نفرق بين المحبة, أي محبة الله, والمشيئة, يعني مشيئته. لا بد أن نفرق بينهما, لأن هناك فرق بين المحبة والمشيئة. فليس كل ما شاءه الله عز وجل يحبه. ليس كل ما شاءه الله عز وجل يحبه. He said it's a must that we differentiate between that which Allah has willed and that which He loves. It's important to differentiate between that which Allah loves and that which He has willed to take place. Not everything that Allah has willed, He loves. Not everything that Allah has willed, He loves. فَقَدْ خَلَقَ الْكُفَّارِ وَهُوَ لَا يُحِبُّهُمْ. الشيخ ذكر أن الله عز وجل خلق الكفار وهو لا يحبهم. Allah created the disbelievers. He doesn't love them. فَقَدْ خَلَقَ الْكُفَّارِ وَهُوَ لَا يُحِبُّهُمْ. He created them while He does not love them. وَخَلَقَ الْكُفْرِ وَهُوَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ. And he created disbelief, but he does not love it. نعم. الله عز وجل يقول في كتاب الكريم إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. قال الله عز وجل إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. وقال الله عز وجل إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّالٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions so many verses where he mentions that he does not love this, he does not love that. Such as where Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Verily Allah does not love the prideful individual. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Verily Allah does not love the oppressor. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Allah does not love every خَوَّان كَفُورٍ. Person who, yani, it causes trickery from the disbelievers. Naam. So, فلذلك نذكر أن الله عز وجل يعني شاء ليس كل ما شاء الله عز وجل شاءه الله سبحانه وتعالى يحبه. نعم. كما ذكر الشيخ فقد خلق الكفار وهو لا يحبهم. وخلق الكفر وهو لا يحبه. ثم قال وخلق المؤمنين وهو يحبهم. وخلق الكفر وما إليه من المعاصي للابتلاء. Then the Shaykh, he mentioned that Allah created the believers and he loves them. He created the kufr, disbelief, وما إليه من المعاصي, and that which he is upon sins, regarding his sin, Allah created him and those issues that he has in his life. وَمَا, يعني وَمَا إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِي. He created the disbeliever. He created the disbelief and that which is entailed in it from sins. لِلِبْتِلَاء. For testing. To test. For trial. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Shaykh ذَكَرَ جُزْءًا مِنَ الْآيَةِ. Shaykh, he mentioned a portion of the ayah from Surah Al-Mulk. From Surah Al-Mulk. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The Shaykh, he mentioned a portion of the ayah where he said, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you, to test you to see which from amongst you are the best in deeds. To test you, see which from amongst you are best in deeds. And this is a portion of the ayah. As we mentioned, the Shaykh, يعني هو يأتي بآيات وأحاديث سهلة سهل سهلة للحفظ سهلة للفهم. As we mentioned, the Shaykh, he comes with proofs from the Quran, from ahadith, that's easy for memorizing. Here he mentioned a portion of the verse from Surah Al-Mulk, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Exalted be he in which his hand is the dominion. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. And he is able to do all things. وهو على كل شيء قدير. He is able to do all things. الذي خلق الموت, the one who created death, والحياة and life. ليبلوكم. الشاهد ليبلوكم. أيكم أحسن عملا. To test you. Created death and life. هذا دليل على أن الله عز وجل خلق الموت وخلق الحياة. This is a proof that Allah سبحانه وتعالى created death and He created life. من سورة الملك. ليبلوكم. To test you. أيكم أحسن عملا. To test you, to see who from amongst you are best in deeds. نعم. To test us to see which of us are best in deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal خلق الكفر وما إليه من المعاصي للابتلاء. فهذا هو الشاهد الذي ذكر الشيخ. This is what the Sheikh he mentioned as a proof with regards to that. Right, that Allah created us to see which from amongst us are best in deeds. نعم. وقال الله عز وجل ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. الله عز وجل يقول وبشر الصابرين بمعنى بشر الذين يصبرون في أيام الابتلاء, بشرهم بالخير. قال وبشر الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he mentioned, and this is a verse that reminded me of the last verse that we read from the matin of the Shaykh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ, verily we will test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ, we're going to test you with something from fear. انظروا إلى حالنا هذه أيام. الله عز وجل يقول ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف. Allah said he's going to test us. He said I'm going to test you with something from fear. والجوع and hunger. ونقص من الأموال and a depletion of wealth. والأنفس and a depletion of yourselves, ending with death. والثمرات and fruits and vegetation, that which grows from the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and give glad tidings to those who are patient. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يصبرنا وإياكم في هذه أيام, هذه أيام الابتلاء والامتحان من الله عز وجل. We ask Allah to make us all from the patient ones. لأن هذه الأيام الله عز وجل يمتحننا. Allah is testing us these days. He's testing us. كما أخبرنا وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He lets us know that He will test us. He will test us with fear, hunger, and the decreasing of wealth, and decreasing of our souls, our bodies, meaning of life, and decreasing of food or vegetation growing from the earth. Give glad tidings to the patient. وقال الله عز وجل أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Allah says, do mankind believe they will be left to say, we believe, آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ, and they will not be tested? فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الثَّبَاتِ, may Allah make us firm. May Allah make us firm. وَالْمَرَتَبَةُ الرَّابِعَةِ, وَنَكْتَفِي بِهَذَا. وَالشَّاهِدْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْقَوْلِ أن الله عز وجل ما شاء كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن, ولا بد أن نفرق بين المحبة والمشيئة, فليس كل ما شاء الله عز وجل يحبه. هذا أمر مهم. This section where the Shaykh he mentioned that whatever Allah willed it will take place, and whatever Allah does not will will not take place, and that is a must that we differentiate between that which Allah loves and that which is His will. This is very important. Because Allah, يعني هو يحب المؤمنين. Allah loves the believers. إن الله يحب المحسنين. إن الله يحب الصابرين. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the believers. He loves those who do ihsan, those who have good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves the patient. He loves those who make tawbah and those who purify themselves. ولكن ليس كل ما شاء يحب هو شاء المؤمنين ويحبهم وشاء الكفار لا يحبهم. Allah has willed the existence of believers and He loves them. Allah has willed, made, brought into existence believers and He loves them. He brought into existence disbelievers, He does not love them. So not everything that Allah willed to take place that He loves. هذه نقطة مهمة جدا. This point is very important. والمرتبة الرابعة مرتبة الخلق. The level, fourth level, is the creation. أن الله عز وجل خلق العباد. That Allah created the slaves. He created mankind. وخلق أفعالهم. الله عز وجل خلق العباد وخلق أفعال العباد. Allah created the servants and He created their actions. He created the actions of the slaves. قال الله تعالى والله خلقكم وما تعملون. Allah created you and that which you do. وقال تعالى الله خالق كل شيء. He mentioned the statement of Allah that Allah created you and He created that which you do. And He mentioned the statement of Allah which says Allah is the creator of everything. Allahu خالق كل شيء. Allah is the creator of everything. والأدلة لهذه المراتب الأربعة كثيرة وإنما ذكر نبذة منها. Proofs with regards to these four categories of إيمان بالقدر are many, but the Shaykh mentioned some of them. يعني هذه المراتب الأربعة. المرتبة الأولى العلم والمرتبة الثانية الكتابة والمرتبة الثالثة المشيئة والمرتبة الرابعة الخلق. These are the four categories with regards to the decree, belief in the levels of the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The four. The first, Allah's knowledge. The second, Allah's writing, al-kitaba. The fourth, the third, al-mashi'ah, the will of Allah. The fourth, al-khalq, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah yubarak fikum. فنشكر الله عز وجل بمنه وكرمه أنه جعلنا من المؤمنين الذين يؤمنون بقدر الله سبحانه وتعالى إيمانا جازما. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has made us from those who believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything is preordained. لأن هذا من أصول إيماننا. This is from the fundamentals of our faith. والحمد لله رب العالمين.